Good morning. It's Thursday, January 8th. I'm Lou Ann Stevens, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Alaska Airlines announced yesterday that it will order more than 100 new airplanes from Boeing over the next decade. KMUW's Suzanne Perez has more.
The jet order is the largest ever for Alaska Airlines, and it marks a vote of confidence in Boeing following problems with its 737 MAX program. Alaska plans to order 105 737 MAX jets. It also will buy 5 787 Dreamliners as it plans to expand international service. Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg thanked Boeing employees for their commitment to the company.
Your focus on safety and quality, particularly in these last 18 months, have been critical to restoring trust with our customers.
Boeing reacquired Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems in December. It is now Wichita's largest employer with around 12,000 workers. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
Wichita City Council members approved a settlement this week with Genesis Health Clubs over renovations to the Wichita Ice Center. KMUW's Jennifer Anima reports.
The city will get $219,000 in the settlement. Wichita filed suit against Genesis in 2022, alleging the company failed to make bond payments to the city starting in 2017. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu pointed blame at former city manager Robert Layton, who retired last month.
The person that should be held accountable is the highest leader for the city of Wichita, which is the city manager, which I am so grateful that now we have a new city manager.
The settlement dissolved a $1.86 million counterclaim by Genesis. A second lawsuit against the Waldinger Corporation for over $2 million is also pending. For KMUW News, I'm Jennifer Anima.
A Derby hospital announced yesterday that it will close immediately after filing for bankruptcy last month. Rock Regional Hospital posted on Facebook that it is permanently closed and no longer accepting emergency patients. The Derby Hospital filed for bankruptcy on December 9th, citing between $50 million and $100 million in liabilities. Those included more than $23 million in overdue rent payments to the hospital's landlord. The hospital said it would share details at a later date. It's not clear how the closure could affect patients or employees. Sedgwick County Commissioners voted unanimously yesterday to appoint a new county appraiser. Deanna Aspedon was sworn in yesterday and will serve in the role through June of 2029. The appraiser assesses property values in the county, which helps determine the rates people pay on their property taxes. Commissioner Jeff Blubaugh says he's looking forward to reforms at the new appraiser's office.
You came into us with a plan, and you know the feedback we've received. The public wants a more customer-friendly, open-door appraiser, and I think you've got the vision for that.
Former county appraiser Mark Clark retired last year after a 30-year career with the county. Aspedon previously worked as an assistant deputy appraiser for the county. The leaders of public universities in Kansas are asking for more money from the state. A legislative subcommittee met this week to discuss how to fit higher education into the state budget. School leaders want additional funding to hire more faculty and renovate lab facilities. Pittsburgh State President Thomas Newsom says he understands the need to reduce some services, such as ending the school's geology program, to make room for future projects.
We need to have a better understanding of if we want new toys, then we need to probably look at getting rid of some of our old toys.
Lawmakers will get into the full swing of budget talks next week after the 2026 legislative session begins in Topeka. A top Republican lawmaker in Kansas says there's not enough support to redraw the state's congressional map. It was part of a national push by President Trump to get more Republicans in Congress. Zane Irwin of the Kansas News Service has more.
Multiple outlets reported that House Speaker Dan Hawkins said the chamber is at least 20 votes short of enacting mid-decade redistricting. Republican leaders previously said they would continue to pursue the move after a failed attempt to call a special session last year. Now, it might not even come to a vote in the House when lawmakers return to Topeka for the regular session next week. Republican State Senate President Ty Masterson did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Federal transportation officials issued urgent safety recommendations yesterday to Wichita-based Textron Aviation over pilot training for certain Hawker business jets. The National Transportation Safety Board also directed the recommendations to the Federal Aviation Administration and the National Business Aviation Association. The agency says pilots conducting test flights of certain Hawker models may be inadequately trained to safely respond when the jets stall. The announcement follows two recent fatal accidents that happened during test flights in Hawker 800XP and 900XP airplanes. The agency is calling for improved stall test pilot training. Wichita State University has named a new dean for its College of Engineering. Ollie P. Gordon will take over the role in June. Gordon currently serves as professor and associate dean of graduate affairs at the University of Central Florida's College of Engineering and Computer Science. While there, he managed graduate programs and developed the college's strategic plan. Gordon received his Ph.D. in mechanical engineering from Georgia Tech and a bachelor's in mathematics from Morehouse College. He replaces Anthony Muscat, who served as WSU's dean of engineering for 4 years. The Salvation Army will host its Warm Hearts Coat Drive through Friday. People can donate gently used winter items, including coats, hats, and gloves. After items are dropped off, they'll be professionally cleaned before distribution. Drop-off sites during the drive include any Jiffy Lube or in the bag cleaners location in Wichita. The Salvation Army is a Christian organization that offers a variety of services, including housing, health, and food assistance. More information is on the Salvation Army South Central Kansas Facebook page. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Tomorrow on The Range, we break down a proposed sales tax for Wichita, plus what's considered art in the world of aviation. So join us on The Range, where we share stories about where we live and the people who live here.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.